And if somebody wants to cut, instead of going down the road and back, he wants to cut straight across there, you say he's going what?
Across the field.
You ever say a catty corner?
Yes, a catty corner.
Catty corner?
That means kind of this way.
You ever use the word catty wampus?
Catty wampus.
Especially in the old days. Did you use catty wampus to describe anything?
Well, I don't know now. I just met the lady was once with. She hadn't been keeping no house, and she come through there with a fella, and she had a house swept and cleaned down, and she wanted a cloth to go on the fireplace. And the lady gave her a cloth. It would have went all over the fireplace. But she didn't want that. She wanted catacomb.
Catacomb, right?
And we went to say catacomb ready, you know, because it wouldn't have good catacomb as it would straight.
Uh-huh.
If she was tore it straight, she could have done better, but she wouldn't have had any piece to fit the fireplace.
I see. She wanted it to be done like that.
Yes, that's right.
But catty wampus you didn't use in the old days. You might say if something, if a horse went wild and he would start to run in every direction, say, that horse really went cattywampus across the field.
Yes.
Did you ever hear anybody say catty-biasin?
I don't know. I think it said catty-corner.
Catty-corner.
When they go to the wire and that way, they just went, that'll be catty-corner.
What's catty-corner?
Any which way, ain't going no particular way.
I see. And did you ever hear catty-biasin? No, for some people it means catty-biasin is it's just kind of crooked. Somebody might fit a door and make it bad, you'd say, well, that door is catty-biasin.
Mm-hmm.
Like this instead of like this. All right. Now this next part's more interesting. It's terms more that...
We'll think we've been to school anyway.
Well, you're teaching me. The daylight hours after you've had your dinner, but before you've had supper, what did you call those, around 3 or 4 o'clock?
Well, we would call it supper. We were going to eat.
Would you say afternoon or evening?
Evening.
Uh-huh. And the time of day when the sun first comes, first appears?
In the morning.
Uh-huh. Is that sun up? Or?
Has to be sun up.
Uh-huh. And when it disappears, it's sun?
Down.
Uh-huh. And if you have a heavy storm, the clouds disappear,
mm-hmm.
You say, well, I think the weather's going to
fail.
Uh-huh. And if you have a very hard rain, like we had yesterday,
mm-hmm.
What do you call that? A real hard rain.
A big shower.
A big shower. Yeah. You ever call it, in the old days, you ever call it anything else?
A big rain, a wind.
A toad strangler or gully washer or...
a little gully washer is all right.
Goose drowner.
Yes,
that?
You're
talking,
you're
drying
yourself
as
a
coolie.
Uh-huh.
And the shelf over a fireplace.
Oh, well, that's called a mantel piece.
And the iron things that hold the logs?
Fire dogs.
Fire dogs. And the small pieces of wood that you start the fire, you say that... If you started one to start a fire in a fireplace, you use small pieces of wood.
I call them chips.
Uh-huh.
Put that little wood together and get it to burn and put the big wood on the fire, dog.